Today we're building a jungle style Amen break call and response riff in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is to make it feel loose, swung, and human without losing the tight drum and bass pressure. This is one of those techniques that can instantly make your loop feel like a record instead of a grid. We're not just chopping an Amen and letting it repeat. We're going to make it talk to itself. One bar makes the statement, the next bar answers it. That little conversation is a huge part of old school jungle energy, and it works brilliantly in atmospheric DNB because the drums can carry the hook while the pads, textures, and bass breathe around them. Start by loading a clean Amen-style break onto an audio track. If the tempo is already close, keep warping minimal. If you do need to stretch it, use a sensible warp mode like Complex Pro, but don't overcook it. The more you preserve the natural character of the break, the easier it is to get that authentic shuffle later. If the sample is too roomy or washed out, trim the edges so the hits stay focused. And before you do any processing, keep an eye on level. Aim for the break to sit roughly around -12 to -8 dB before the heavy lifting starts. If the loop is messy or you want more control, you can slice it to a MIDI track by Transient. That's a really useful intermediate move, because it turns the break into individual pieces you can reorder like a tiny drum arrangement. That's where the call and response idea becomes really clear. Now build a two-bar loop. Think of bar 1 as the call, and bar 2 as the response. The call should feel a little more direct, more forward, and slightly tighter. The response should feel like it's answering, not copying. So maybe the call has the core kick snare backbone with a short fill at the end, while the response opens up with a ghost note, a delayed hat, or a chopped fragment that gives the ear something different to latch onto. A really important detail here is that the two bars should be related, but not identical. If they're too similar, the loop gets static. If they're too different, you lose the motif. The sweet spot is recognizable but evolving. That's an old-school jungle trick, controlled chaos. Next, open up the groove pool. You can drag a groove from your Amen clip if it already has a nice human feel, or you can start with one of Ableton's swing grooves. For this style, you want groove that's noticeable but not cartoonish. As a starting point, try timing around 55-68%, random around 3-12%, and velocity around 10-25%. Keep the bass near zero unless you specifically want a shifted reference point. A good workflow is to extract the groove from the original break, then compare different groove strengths on the edited loop. Try 25%, 50%, and 75% and listen for where it starts to feel alive without losing drive. In jungle, that micro timing is everything. The groove pool isn't just a swing effect. It's a way to control the pocket so the break breathes against the sub instead of fighting it. Here's where it gets more musical. Don't apply the same groove amount to every layer. That's a common mistake. The kick and snare usually want to stay more grounded, while hats, ghosts, and little ornaments can be pushed a bit looser. So if you're using a drum rack or MIDI layer, keep the main hits more solid and let the details dance. If you're working with audio clips, apply different groove strengths to different clips. A solid starting point would be main kick and snare around 30-50% groove, ghost notes and hats around 60-80%, and any atmospheric percussion or extra break fragments somewhere in the middle. Also pay attention to velocity. In old-school jungle, dynamics are a massive part of the illusion. A strong snare, quieter ghost notes, and slightly varied hat accents can make a simple phrase feel much more detailed than it really is. Now split the break into layers. Instead of one clip doing all the work, use one track for the main body of the break and another track for accents or responses. The main layer can carry the weight with a bit of drum bus for thickness. The response layer can hold chop tails, ghost hits, reverse slices, or a snare flam that only appears in the second bar. This is a great place to use EQ8 as well. High pass the response layer around 150-250 Hz so it doesn't fight the main drum body or the sub. If you want a bit more grime, add a touch of saturator with soft clip-on, or a light drum bus drive setting. The important thing is that the response layer should feel like an answer. Not a duplicate, not a copy-paste, but a reply. That could be a reverse cymbal, a little burst of ghost notes, or chopped Amen tail that arrives just after the main hit. That little delay and attention is what makes the phrase breathe. Now we can make the call and response feel even more intentional by changing the groove amount across the two bars. This is a really nice trick. The call can be a little more rigid and confident, while the response can relax a bit more. That push and pull makes the loop feel like it's breathing. You can also micro-move the ghost notes manually if you're in MIDI, because tiny offsets on the quieter hits often do more for the human feel than big processing moves. Since this lesson sits in the atmosphere zone, let's build a dark bed behind the break. The atmosphere should widen the scene, not smear the drums. A wavy-able pad with a low-pass filter works well, or an operator drone, or even a resampled noise texture shaped with auto-filter, chorus ensemble, and reverb. Keep the reverb filtered and tucked back. Think of it as a shadow behind the drums, not a wash on top of them. A nice move is to automate the atmosphere filter slowly across the two bars or across an 8-bar phrase. For example, you might start darker and open it up slightly into the response. That creates a little bit of lift and tension, especially if you're heading into a drop or bass return. If needed, sidechain the atmosphere lightly to the drums so the groove stays clear. Now let's shape the personality of the phrase with automation. This is where the loop stops feeling static and starts feeling arranged. You can automate reverb, send on the response bar only, raise the saturator drive slightly on the last hit of bar 2, or make the drum bus transients a touch more pronounced on the call and a little softer on the response. You could even automate filter cutoff on the response layer so it opens or closes in a way that supports the conversation between the bars. One of my favorite uses for this is right before a bass line comes back in. The drums basically ask a question, then the bass re-enters as the answer. That's a classic jungle tension and release move, and it works every time when the phrasing is clear. Now let's make sure the low end stays under control, because groove means nothing if the mix turns muddy. Your sub should own the bottom. The break should bring rhythm and attitude. High pass the break group somewhere, around 80 to 120 Hz if it's carrying too much rumble. Keep the sub mono with utility. Check the break in mono too, just to make sure the snare still hits hard and nothing disappears. If the kick from the break and the bass line are stepping on each other, carve a small dip with EQ8 in the problem area. If the break feels boxy, a little dip around 250 to 500 Hz can help. If the hats or snare top are too sharp, soften a bit around 3 to 6 kHz. And on the drum bus, a gentle glue compressor with only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction is usually enough to glue things together without flattening the life out of the break. At this point, don't think of the riff as just a loop. Think of it as an arrangement tool. In a full track, you might start with a 16-bar intro that teases filtered atmospheres and a partial break, then bring in the full call-and-response riff in the drop, then use a switch-up, where the response bar gets more chopped and syncopated. Later on, you can even flip the role so the response becomes the new call. That kind of variation keeps the loop moving while staying true to the hypnotic nature of old-school jungle. A really useful arrangement habit is to change just one thing every 8 or 16 bars. Maybe the hat pattern changes, maybe the ghost note density increases, maybe the reverb tail gets longer, maybe the groove gets a little stronger. Small changes are enough to keep the vibe alive without breaking the spell. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't overgroove everything. If every element gets the same swing amount, the loop loses contrast. Don't overquantize the amen either, because the tiny timing imperfections are part of the magic. Don't let the break fight the sub, and don't drown the drums in reverb. The ambience should support the rhythm, not blur it. Also, if the response bar gets too busy, simplify it. The answer should be clear. Let one or two hits breathe so the phrase lands harder. If you want a darker, heavier flavor, you can add a little saturator or drum bus on the break bus for grit. Then maybe blend in a subtle redux layer for extra edge. You can also try a reverse fragment before the response snare for that classic suction effect. Or add a very quiet noise bed behind the drums, and sidechain it lightly for movement. Just keep it subtle so the groove still punches. Here's a good 15-minute practice challenge. Load one amen style break. Make a 2-bar loop. Create a clear call and response. Pull a groove from the break or use a swing groove in the groove pool. Apply different groove strengths to the main hits and the ghost notes. Add one atmospheric layer. Automate one parameter like filter cutoff or reverb send. Then bounce an 8-bar loop and listen in mono. If it still feels like a conversation when the monitors are turned down, you've done it right. The big takeaway is simple. Shape the amen like a call and response phrase, then use groove pool to give each part its own pocket. Keep the main break punchy. Let the response bar open up. And support the whole thing with dark atmospheres that add depth without clouding the drums. If the break feels like it's speaking, the sub is locking, and the atmosphere is breathing behind it, you're in the right zone. That's old school jungle energy with modern Ableton control.